Hi, this is Miss Melis, the Bathtub Mermaid, and you're listening to Tales from the Tub. I want to preface this piece with three things. First, once a month, I write a column called Sunday Brunch in the e-zine Modern Creative Life, which you can find at moderncreativelife.com, and specific links are in my show notes. Going forward, I will be doing Sunday Brunch weekly in my blog, so three or four, depending on the length of the month. Times a month, there will be a Sunday Brunch post at missmelis.com, and the other one will be in Modern Creative Life. This is to force me to get back to blogging, which is something that has always been a crucial part of my writing practice and something I have barely done in the last 4 years. I need to return to it. Second, I have named a lot of people in this piece. If I have missed you, if I have inadvertently left you out, it is just that, inadvertent. I can't name everybody, but you are all in my heart and in my head all the time. And third, I'm pretty sure that by the end of this piece, I will have said nuchas enough times that I get a bye on calling her nutty for the rest of either of our lives. This is Sunday Brunch, Thoughts on Community. It's day 27 of the Dog Days of Podcasting, an annual event where 20 or 30 people attempt to post a podcast episode every day for 30 or so days. Originally founded by Craig Stepp, it was his attempt to get back to the old school days of podcasting, when it was very much an indie, even underground, hobby, and shows weren't as slick and commercial as they are now. I was not involved in that first year, and I wasn't invited into the project by Craig because I didn't know him. In fact, at the time, I barely listened to podcasts at all, though I remember attempting to do so, unsuccessfully, several years before. In any case, this is my fifth year of the project. Challenge, whatever. But it's only my third year truly participating in the community that has coalesced around the challenge. And that's what I want to talk about in this piece. Community. We all have several communities that we interact with during our lives. When we're very young, we have the community of our family and immediate friends. For me, that community extends to people who aren't biological relations, but who have been in my life, my family's life, since before I was born. Helen, Robert, Tess, Cheryl, and Elisa, who technically is younger than me, you represent the core of that group. I don't tell you enough, maybe not ever, but I love you all. As we get older, we have the community of our school friends. Sometimes that community is an extension of the first, but for me, it really wasn't. And honestly, I haven't kept in touch with most of my friends from school, from any of the schools I attended, and there were many. But Jennifer from University of San Francisco, Jeff, Joy, Juliet, and Robert from Fresno, and Toby from Modesto, even if we don't talk a lot, even when we don't agree on things, I'm glad to have the contact we do. Our lives often go in directions we never expected. Our interests develop, fall away, change, and grow. In my early 20s, I started playing online role-playing games, Mushes, and found a new community among other players. Some of them I only know online, many I've met in person, shared meals with, cried with, laughed with, and hugged, but never enough. I met my husband that way. In fact, I can legitimately say I met Fuzzy on another planet since we met on a Pernmush, but not the Pernmush. But Ilana, Jeremy, Clay, Veronica, Julia, and Victoria are all in my life because of that kind of gaming. More recently, I found another game-related community in the Klingon Marauders, the best fleet on Star Trek timelines. I'm using their handles because while I know some of their real names, I don't know them all. But Stones, O-Captain, Deli, Rowden, Admiral Scarborough, Khaleesi, Videm, Grease Monkey, Q, McCracken, and the much-missed Worf, I don't think any of you realize how much you mean to me. Of course, the entire fleet means something to me, but the people I just named are the people I talk to the most. Communities come in various forms. I've had church communities and choir communities and a community of fellow improvisers. I have a small community of writing friends, Deborah, Becca, and Roxanne among them, and I have a group of friends that began as fans of an epic fanfiction series I'm still writing and have become close friends, advisors, and even, when needed, a sort of brain trust. Berkeley, Elizabeth, Carolyn, Clariel, Fran, Hannah, Carla, and Selena, you have been my supporters, my cheerleaders, and my friends, and I'm grateful for all of you. Sometimes communities overlap. Clay introduced me to Tabs, and through her podcast dramas in the Buffyverse, I met Kim, Heidi, Robin, Crystal, Brian, Jancis, Mark, and Nuchas. Yes, Owen Caffeinated One, we met through Tabs before I was part of Dog Days of Podcasting. It was Nuchas and Tabs, but somehow I remember it being more Nuchas, who invited me into the Dog Days of Podcasting, who gave me pointers and encouraged me until I'd figured out what I wanted Bathtub Mermaid to be. I'm happy with the content now, by the way. Clay and Brian, on the other hand, introduced me to Sage, and it's through her that I got to know Jancis better and actually interacted with Kim, that's Kim with a Y, as opposed to the other Kim, who's Kim with an I, whom I'd been crossing paths with for years doing holidailies. And then there's the Dog Days peeps. I can't name any of you without wanting to list all of you, but Craig and Chuck have been incredibly welcoming since day one, so they get special shout-outs. You've never made me feel stupid for not knowing how stuff works or unwelcome because I wasn't an original member of your circle. Thank you for that. And a special shout-out also to Jay, who came to play in my sandbox. As is the nature of living organisms, communities ebb and flow. Sometimes you'll have intense relationships with only a few members of a community and more casual ones with the rest. Sometimes you'll feel like there are people who totally don't get you or that you don't understand. I've come to learn that this is normal. It's not bad or wrong. It doesn't mean that you're flawed or that they hate you. It's just life. The vast majority of the people in my most frequently inhabited communities, I've actually never met in person. Though a couple of you, I feel like I have because we talk so frequently and so candidly. But this doesn't diminish the connections we have. Whether we've met or not, together we've been through marriages, divorces, births, deaths, successes, failures, hopes, fears, dreams, and brutal realities. We've watched storms together, praying for those in the center of those storms to be safe. We've mourned the loss of cultural icons together and shared opinions on new projects. I'm talking about you, Star Trek Discovery. The fact that much of this happens online isn't relevant. We don't always agree on politics, on religion, on whether or not Tecate really is the best beer, though the first sip of the day of pretty much anything is absolutely the best. But when one of us is in trouble, we reach out. From all of you, I've learned, or been reminded, that the only stupid questions are those that go unasked, and that accepting help when you need it is just as important as giving it when you can. So thank you, all of you, for being part of my communities. Bathtub Mermaid, Tales from the Tub is written by Melissa A. Bartel under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike International 4.0 license and is produced using Bostock and Audacity. For show notes, music credits, and transcripts, please visit www.bathtubmermaid.com. You can contact me on Twitter or Instagram at Meliss, M-E-L-Y-S-S-E, or you can send an email to Miss Meliss, M-I-S-S-M-E-L-Y-S-S-E, @gmail.com. Thanks for listening, and remember, never let your bathwater get too cold.